أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الناس إنا خلقناكم من ذكر وأنثى وجعلناكم شعوبا وقبائل لتعارفوا إن أكرمكم عند الله أتقاكم إن الله عليم خبير. From the beginning of the surah, Allah explained the various adab, etiquette that is required and how important adab is. And directly and firstly, the adab of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which even today, though Huzur sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not present amongst us, but we must have the highest respect and adab for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and from the depths of our hearts. And then practical expressions of how that adab must be shown. Various ways Allah Ta'ala explained. And that will lead to unity in the ummah also. And if that is not there, it will destroy the ummah also. If that adab is not there for big people, for others, we call people by names, fighting, infighting, etc. This will destroy the very core of the ummah. Now further, beautifully towards the end of the surah now, Allah Ta'ala explains that who really has got value by Allah Ta'ala. Not that a person just because of outward position, wealth, etc., knowledge or anything, and he looks down upon others and he belittles others, but the real value by Allah Ta'ala is that of taqwa. That is, a person who has got taqwa has got value by Allah Ta'ala. Not even Islamic knowledge itself also is not sufficient. And the main thing which Allah Ta'ala has discussed is taqwa. So Allah Ta'ala says, to show that point, Ya Yuhannas, inna khalaqnaakum min dhakari wa untha. Ye aadmiyo, humne tumko banaya hai ek marad aur ek aurat se. Oh people, understand this well, that you are actually all one family. We made you from one mother and father. From Adam alayhi salam and Hawa. You are all the children of Adam and Hawa. So when that is the case, you are all like brothers of one another. And like brothers, you should love. Kunu ibadallahi ikhwana. Be the servants of Allah Ta'ala as brothers of one another. وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَاعِلَ لِتَعَارَفُوا. اور رکھے تمہارے ذاتیں اور قبیلے تاکہ آپس کی پہچان ہو. And the reason why we have made you into various tribes, various nations, and various complexions, white people, black people, brown people, etc. And we made you into various nations. This person is from Africa, this person is from China, this person is from this tribe, that person is from that tribe, from this gam or that gam. All that was just so that recognition could take place amongst you. Otherwise you wouldn't be able to identify people. So now when you say, oh, that person from there, from that town, oh yes, I know him. That person who is from that family, yes, I know him. So that is the only reason. Not that the people of one continent are superior than the people of another continent. The people of one race are superior to the people of another race on basis of color, on basis of money, on basis of anything else. There is no superiority of anyone to anyone, as it comes in the hadith, that no one has got superiority, not even an Arab over a non-Arab, and not a non-Arab over an Arab, illa bittaqwa. Only by taqwa is the superiority. That is the only thing that counts by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Innaka inna akramakum inda Allahi atqakum. تحقیق عزت اللہ کی یہاں اسی کو بری ہے جس کو ادب برا. That person has got the highest position by Allah, who has got the most adab. Yeah, the taqwa has been translated also as adab, as respect. And all the subject matter has to do with this adab. The more a person has got adab, it will be because of more taqwa he's got, and he'll have more taqwa in him. So this adab and taqwa are the basis and criteria for superiority in the eyes of Allah. And value of a person is not in anyone else's eyes, but in the eyes of Allah, what value he has got by Allah Ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ خَبِيرٌ. اللہ سب کچھ جانتا ہے, خبردار ہے. And Allah is fully aware of everything. Easy, it is quite easy to make a show of taqwa. But Allah Ta'ala knows whether you have got taqwa or not. And Allah is fully informed of everything. What you are doing in your public life, what you are doing in your private life, what you are thinking in your heart, everything Allah is fully aware. So what we should strive for is to acquire taqwa, and this taqwa will also come from adab, and adab of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that will come from adab of our elders. If we respect our elderly people, we will get the adab of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then we will get the adab of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala as well. قالت الاعراب آمنا, کہتے ہیں گوار کہ ہم ایمان لائے. Lot of people started entering into the fold of Islam, and there were occasions when people who were desperately in need of zakat money etc., like for example the case of Bani Asad, they came and they just said, we are also Muslims. Like today many people or zakat organizations find that even non-Muslims come, they just learn salam, they make read kalima, and they say we are Muslims. But to find out whether they are actually Muslims, that is a different story. So like that, some of these people, for dunya's motives, they said that we also have brought iman. Allah Ta'ala says, قُلْ لَمْ تُؤْمِنُوا وَلَكِنْ قُولُوا أَسْلَمْنَا. To keh tum iman nahi laaye, par tum kaho hum musalman huye. They say to them that we haven't still got reality of iman in you, but we have submitted. We have now given up hostilities towards you. We won't fight against you. We are at peace with you, aslamna. And we are now at peace with you, but the reality of iman is a thing which is much, much more greater. And a person has to strive in order to bring iman. These were those people who came new into Islam. We are born into Islam. We also have got no hostilities for Islam. We have surrendered to Islam. But how much of iman have we brought in us? That requires an effort that a person brings iman within himself. وَلَمَّا يَدْخُلِ الْإِيمَانُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. اور ابھی نہیں گھسا ایمان تمہاری دلوں میں. Until now, iman hasn't still entered your heart, the crevices of your heart. And when that will happen, then you can claim آمَنَّا. Just to say that I'm the biggest businessman in the country, that is not sufficient. You need a proof for it. So for this iman also, there is proof that is required, and that proof also is that adab and that taqwa. That how much of adab have you got in you? How much of taqwa have you got in you? That is the proof of it. قُلْ لَمْ تَوَلَمَّا. وَإِنْ تُطِعُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ لَا يَلِدْكُمْ مِنْ عَمَالِكُمْ شَيْئًا. اور اگر حکم پر چلو گے اللہ کے اور اس کے رسول کے, کاٹ نہ لے گا تمہارے کاموں میں سے کچھ. And if you will become obedient, bring that reality of iman, and you will become obedient to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah will not delete any of your actions. Because actions are accepted on the criteria of iman. If there is an iman, all actions are deleted. They are cancelled out. So that iman you have to have in you, and when you have got that, none of your actions will be deleted. They will be accepted by Allah Ta'ala. Inna Allah ghafoorur raheem. Allah bakhashta hai, meherban hai. And don't lose heart. Don't become despondent. Remember, Allah is oft forgiving. Turn sincerely in forgiveness to Allah. You will find Allah's doors of forgiveness are very wide open, and Allah readily forgives when a person turns to Him. And when Allah forgives, He doesn't just forgive and ends the story there, but then He showers you with His mercies. And He will shower you with great, great mercies. So here we are taught that we should have this great quality of taqwa in us, which is adab, and by this our iman will be intact, our amal will be intact. If we have erred, we should make sincerely tawbah to Allah. We will find Allah Ta'ala most forgiving and most kind. Wa akhiru da'wana.